You just wouldn't use the phrase "you dare not," would you?
No.
And you also wouldn't use "dasn't" or "daren't," I don't think.
No.
Some people do.
But I don't. I wouldn't.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, "I'm not sure, but I."
I think I can.
Or you don't quite know whether you're going to do it or not. And you say, "I'm."
Oh, I think I can do it. Or I will do it.
It's not a question of whether you can do it or whether you.
It's will I do it.
Yeah, and you're not quite sure if you will do it. So you say, you know, sort of might not situation.
Well, I might do that.
Yeah. Is that what you'd usually
do? Yeah, that's what I said. I might do it.
Okay.
If I can. Fine. Time.
If a friend says, "I'm not going to do that," and you're in agreement with him, you know, you're not going to do it either. You'd say...
I'd say, "I don't blame you." Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it?
Do you ever use the phrase, "neither am I"?
No. Well, he'd say, "I'm not going to do it." I'd say, "I'm not either." That's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Would you pronounce the word "neither" for me in the sentence, "neither am I"?
Neither. N-E-I-T-H-E-R. Neither am I.
Okay. Someone who can't take a joke without losing its temper, you say he's kind of what?
Boy, he's high strung.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a person who's easily offended or irritable.
High strung.
Do you ever use any of these?
I don't know. I say he just hasn't got the sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use any words like touchy or testy?
Touchy?
Mm-hmm.
I usually say that's a touchy subject.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
But you don't use it meaning irritable.
No, No, I do, too. I'd say he's pretty touchy about that, you know.
I should have thought up a sentence that way.
Well, I most likely would say, most likely I would say he's sensitive about that, you know. That's what I'd say. It's rude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. If a child's misbehaving, you might say to him, "If you do that again, I'll blank and blank you."
I'll spank you good.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use a construction like "I'll go and spank you" or "I'll"?
No, I'll spank you good. Mm-hmm. If you do that again.
Use a sentence with the word "instead" in it.
Well, I'll go instead of Johnny.
Okay. Do you ever use the phrase, speaking of a big parcel of land or a big quantity of something, do you ever use the term "the right smart amount" or something?
No.
Did your parents ever use that? Do you ever use the phrase "I sure can"?
Oh, yeah. I sure can. They used to say, "Can you use some green tomatoes?"
Mm-hmm.
We have quite a few of them. "Oh, yes, I sure can. I'd like to make some cha-cha."
Okay. If you are not quite sure of something again, you've probably said this so many times that I just haven't caught it.